Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to tell you about some coordinated efforts being done by the West to further isolate Russia. But it's not enough, in my opinion. Russia just put out a pronouncement that they've made a unilateral demand for a settlement in Ukraine, which is basically give them everything they want. They promise not to go further. Well, they grin and lick their lips. You do not negotiate with Hitler. You do not negotiate with a disease-carrying rat. You do not negotiate with Putin. He understands only force. He only understands being bombed himself. So some questions that I have, and I'm going to repeat them. It looks as if now there is this center for sending heavier weapons to Ukraine. It's being done sort of covertly, set up by the UK, which means that the US is heavily involved. It gives cover to Germany and France, the Eastern European countries. They are transferring what they can, but it's not enough, and they got to give them more. Right now, these people are trapped in Mariupol. I will say it again, Putin is a genocidal sadist. If NATO and the US stand by and say, you're committing genocide, war crimes, okay, go ahead, as long as you don't do it in Poland or Romania, but you can do it in Ukraine on the Polish border. Here's some other questions. Putin has two daughters. One of them lived in Switzerland. One of them lived in England. Women in Ukraine are being raped, gang raped. The swastikas carved on them, their bodies burned. Why are the spawn of Putin being permitted to live in luxury? Some may respond, well, he's brought them back to Russia. Apparently he may have, for their own safety. But why are the spawn of Putin being treated well? Why are we not distributing coordinates to the Ukrainians on the butcher of Aleppo and Mariupol? Why is he not like Soleimani? Why are not more planes going immediately? Why is there not a no-fly zone? Why is not Putin told you will not commit genocide? We're being taunted. We're being taunted. You know, NATO is so great. He can genocide and torture somebody 10 feet from the Polish border. And what, the West will do nothing? The West has no soul. What is the basis for, what is Western civilization? If not to stop genocide, at the very least. The very least. Right now, Putin is retrenching. He's removed Russian stocks from the overseas stock exchange. I don't know why he's done that, because they should have been removed by the West. Russians are buying up properties for large amounts in Florida, Georgia, and New York. Why not freeze all Russian assets in the United States? Why not expel all National Hockey League players who are Russian citizens? Throw them out. There's more than 40 of them. Throw out every professor, conductor, musician, speed skater, athlete, any Russian in this country. Throw them out. Confiscate their property. Freeze it and send it to Ukraine. Why are we not doing this? Why are we not doing this? The International Monetary Fund put out a report, said the Russian economy will not get better anytime soon, and it'll be further damaged by more sanctions. Damage it. This is a country and a culture going back 1,000 years. This is not a normal country. They have sadism and cruelty baked into their cultural DNA. Why is that? Because they don't have oceans protecting them on either side like we do. They never got to develop. They had Mongols going over them, Islamic armies torturing them. And they responded in kind. And the only people that are left are people who are crueler than the people who are cruel to them. People who are cruel to them. The Magyars, founders of Hungary, vicious rampaging horde that went across Russia. You cannot trust the Russians. They will be cruel. You must keep them on a short leash. And quite frankly, ultimately, that country is going to have to be destroyed. It is a chancre. It is a choriocarcinoma on the world culture. It is cruel. There are good people, Navalny and some of the other protesters. These are people that have had some Western influence, and it may be possible over time to change things. I hope it is. But in the short run, All of these sanctions are great, but get the weapons and kill as many Russians, Syrians, and Chechens as you can in that country. We're going to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
I agree 100% with what you're saying. I do not understand why Joe Biden is up in New Hampshire. Ron Klain needs to be fired. You know, all these guys. Right. Yeah, Blinken needs to be canned. Lloyd Austin. These people need to get on the right side of history. I heard yesterday a colonel, a Marine colonel, he's retired. He's a special operations person. He's over there training people. He said the drones we're sending are first-generation drones. They're drones that can be jammed. They're drones that give away the location of where people are. And if you look at the stockpiles of weapons and material, he said they don't even have medical kits. People are dying because they don't have simple medical kits, field kits. And it all comes down to they cannot get the stuff from the western part of the country in Lviv over to the front where the war is happening. And that's because we don't control the sky. So, I mean, we really need to send those jets. We need to send some second-generation drones where we can attack that armored division that's 8 miles long. Why are we letting them arm up and get ready, unleash more terror here? And there's a hell of a lot more the United States could do. You know, we have steel mills owned in the United States by Russian oligarchs sending steel to Russia in this conflict. We have we have these oligarchs going around the world on their yachts. Why aren't we sinking them or grabbing them like the real estate? And then, you know, finally, even the finance community in our own country, they're buying 5-year Russian bombs. They're propping this up. You know, they're trying to make money on the spread between the bonds and credit default swaps. All of this stuff needs to stop immediately. And if Joe Biden is smart and the Democrats want to have any chance in the midterm, they better wake up and bring this to an end. And who cares if Germany goes into a recession? People are being murdered. Women are being raped. You know, schools are being bombed. Maternity wards being bombed. Senior citizens are being attacked. I mean, you know, when there's war crimes right in front of your face, at some point, these people need to stand up and get on the right side of history. If NATO doesn't have the stomach for it, we need to go it alone. That's my thoughts on the matter. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with every word you said. Every word you said. Every word you said. I'll tell you what. With these oligarchs, they're the ones that surround Putin. The heck with seizing their yachts? How about sinking them and targeting and killing the oligarchs? Killing the oligarchs. Why are we letting them buy expensive estates in Florida, New York, Georgia, and elsewhere and preserving their money? Why are we letting any company in this country trade with Russia, any financial institution or any other one? Why are we doing that? Why are we not giving them? What has happened is everybody was afraid that the Ukrainians would use the planes we gave them to attack Moscow and that would drag everybody into a big war. They're not going to attack Moscow, but they are going to bomb and kill Russian soldiers in the east. And they are going to go after those ships, and they're going to go after also that convoy 8 miles long. And what is the hesitance to give them advanced drones? What is the hesitance of our running the drones out of Romania and Poland through the CIA like we do everywhere else? How do you think Soleimani got killed, right? Go after the butcher of Aleppo. Go after their officers. Go after everybody that is in Ukraine, and do it now. And politically, you know, the right side of history is a good way to put it. How about basic morality? If we are the West and we stand for something, we stand for it or we don't. If we are going to be taunted with a genocide right in front of our noses, we're being taunted. We're being taunted by a genocidal sadist. And then ultimately you say, well, what is NATO protecting then? What kind of culture are we protecting? Museums and cathedrals and great accomplishments from the Middle Ages? I mean, what are you doing right now? Are you a human being? And Biden is a politician, and he has three enemies, Putin, Germany, and the Republican Party. The Republican Party is a treason party. It's the party of Putin. It's not an American party. It's a fascist party. Okay, deal with it, Joe. Lincoln and Washington dealt with a lot worse, believe me, at the time. You have unlimited military power. It doesn't do you any good to have a $750 billion defense budget if you don't use it. Use it carefully. There has to be a sustained and immediate rocket attack on eastern Ukraine Russian forces that is relentless, relentless, and against their ships. Get planes in there and say, we are going to stop a genocide. Do it now. Allie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Allie?
Yeah, hey, Matt. Totally agree 100%. I just wonder, like, it just makes me, like, physically sick every day hearing this. And in the beginning, if we just would have done something in the beginning, you know, none of this would have happened. And he's taunting us. He's dancing around, and then whenever it seems like we might get serious, he just goes nuclear. And we go, okay, do what you want. And he's genocide. This is genocide, and we're allowing it. Why? It's awful. And you know why he did it, too. The Republicans like to say, oh, it's because Joe Biden's weak. No, it's because this country is divided, and we are weaker than we have ever been right now because of the Republican lunatics. They would never have done this if we were, you know, normal America with a soul and a heart. You know, I have more to say, but I get all flustered and upset.
No, that was as passionate and eloquent as I've heard. I agree with you 100%. And I mean, I'll just put it to you this way. It is because we're divided and because Putin knows that. And the January 6th insurrection sealed it. And that's what it was. When people are ready to commit violence to overturn an election and stop the peaceful transfer of power in the United States, that sent the message. And you're absolutely right that early on, if we'd had a no-fly zone over, you know, with our Air Force, over all of Ukraine, there are no Russians in it. That's what we're going to do. Well, we contemplate their NATO application, stay out. This is a game of poker, of Texas Hold'em, and Putin went all in. If we had gone all in early, he would not have. Right now, there's still time, but we have got to destroy the Russians in eastern Ukraine. And I can't agree more that Biden was too cautious because the Republicans stabbed them in the back. The Republicans are pro-Putin. They're a fascist party. They are the ones that are dividing us. This has got to stop. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.